WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. WXXI's Juan Vasquez reflects on some of the notable citizens we lost in 2018 who helped shape Rochester.
We start this list with someone who gave his life to helping others, Father Lawrence Tracy. Padre Tracy, as he was known, helped found the Ibero-American Action League in 1968 and was revered by the Hispanic community in the North Clinton neighborhood. He was also a mentor to many, including Peter Schmidt.
For those of us that were looking to work in the Hispanic community, Father Tracy, even back then, was a leader, a mentor. His ministry was always focused on taking care of the poor in a very special way, and working with the Hispanic community in Rochester.
After a battle with ALS, Father Tracy died in August. He was 78. We also said goodbye to Wendell Castle. The artist could shape wood into functional masterpieces and is considered the founder of the American crafts and art furniture movements. A few months before he died, he was at the Memorial Art Gallery reflecting on how a contest put on by the MAG launched his career.
And I was torn between being a sculptor or a furniture maker. It seemed like I had to do one or the other. And having won that prize for that piece, I was awarded a one-person show. And the success of that show clearly led me to the furniture field.
Castle was 85 when he died in January. Philanthropist Catherine Carlson found her way to Rochester through Chester and Doris Carlson. Yes, the Chester Carlson that founded Xerox. She would stay with the couple when in Rochester for business, and when Chester died in 1968, Doris invited Catherine to come and help run their charitable trust. Catherine Carlson passed away in September at age 91. Just a few weeks ago, we lost an iconic figure in Rochester's political and civil rights movement. Constance Mitchell, better known as Connie, moved to Rochester in 1950. She became the first African-American woman elected in Monroe County, winning a seat on the County Board of Supervisors, now known as the County Legislature, in 1961. Mitchell was a key figure in the fight for civil rights, and during an appearance on WXXI's Need to Know in 2013, she said she knew that fight would be a long one.
Change doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen overnight. You learn that as you get older.
Connie Mitchell passed away just a few weeks ago at the age of 90. At the University of Rochester, to say Paul Burgett was a well-known figure would be an understatement. He advised four university presidents, numerous cabinet colleagues, and was general secretary to the Board of Trustees. He was also chair of the Gateway's Music Festival, and he stressed the importance of the festival during a 2017 appearance on Connections.
The beauty of the music, first and foremost, is like a magnet. It just draws us in. But then when you see other people like yourself who are making that music, there's a sense of joy and satisfaction and completeness that we otherwise wouldn't experience.
Paul Burgett died in August after a brief illness. He was 72. Betty Perkins Carpenter taught generations of local children how to swim and coached Olympic and collegiate swimmers and divers. She was also an Air Force veteran. And in 2014, she was on WXXI's Need to Know to discuss her efforts to get more than 100 original photos of Korean War veterans back to the vets or their families, an effort that started with the commander of her Korean War post.
And if you get a picture of a father that you never knew, or it gets to a grandmother, as in Tiana's case, which is so exciting, and so I just got to find them.
Betty Perkins Carpenter died in May at the age of 87. And of course, when you look back to those who left us in 2018, you can't forget the biggest name locally, Louise Slaughter.
Let me make a promise to you that every day while I'm there, I think about you and think about what you would want me to do. And I will be standing there as resolute as all get out, as only a Macintosh can from Harlan County, Kentucky.
The iconic Congresswoman died in March at the age of 88. A few days ago, we reflected on Slaughter as part of our year in review. You can find it on our website, WXXINews.org. Juan Vasquez, WXXI News.